You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Today I am joined by a wonderful guest. We have got Jordan from the Grogans. You may have heard his him drumming around, but yeah, say hello, say hello. There we go. And I'm here to talk about your newest album, Stagger, and the tour. But you've come by Radio 1 before last year. You did a live to air.
Yeah, that was epic. Yeah, in the studio there, that was cool.
Yeah, no, we're glad that you've stuck around. We didn't scare you away too quickly.
Need more than that to scare us away.
But not to call you out, but you came to Dunedin last time you did an Aotearoa tour, but haven't come back. Was U-Bar too sticky for you? Was it too sweaty?
No, never. We will come back to Dunedin again, but we've just been pretty flat out the past couple of years with touring and everything, but yeah, we'll definitely come back.
Yeah, no, definitely. Not to press you, but...
No, that's all right. Give us a kick up the bum.
But yeah, because you're playing in Tassie tomorrow, if I'm right?
Yep. Yeah, playing in Hobart. So that'll be nice.
Yeah, bit of a relentless on the on the touring, but it's what gets the job done, I guess.
Yeah, well, the Oz League's wrapping up now, so it's nice to kind of have this all finished off and then start the NZ portion.
Yeah, well, of course you're promoting the album Stagger, and it's definitely the most like diverse in terms of sonically album that I've heard from the Grogans. Cool. How did that? What was kind of the vision before going into it?
Yeah, well, it was a bit of a different one for us. Like, usually we kind of go away for, like, ourselves in a room for, you know, a week or 2 weeks and go and write and, you know, kind of get the chunk of it done in that session. But for this one, it kind of felt a bit different. Like, we did try and do that and we did get a few songs, but, yeah, it was kind of a bit... They kind of felt a bit all over the place because, like, we were writing them in different spots and a lot of different vibes with the songs. And, I guess that's kind of why we named it what we named it, because it felt a bit staggered and a bit kind of all over the place. And then, you know, kind of once we had all the songs there, then it sort of felt like an album, like these songs could go together. We were kind of a bit worried about that, you know, like, are these going to work together and... all that sort of stuff. But yeah, I think they ended up working out well together. And yeah
it's got a good flow to it, because obviously, like, a song like Oh Boy is like very different to like Have a Little Dream, but it does work together. It's definitely a cohesive project.
That's what we're worried about.
But I'm saying it as if you're a beginner band. You're seasoned veterans at this point. It's easy games.
Somewhat.
So was a lot of this album like mixed while overseas while you were touring?
Yeah. So we finished it, and then we did a bit of mixing and a bit of like other tracking, like guitars and stuff. But then we were overseas in America. We're on an Ocean Alley tour, which was epic. But we still had so much to finish on this album, and, you know, we were doing vocal tracks we had like a little truck bus sort of thing that we were sleeping in overnight and driving. So it wasn't what we thought it was. Like, the idea of doing that sounds epic in theory, but, like, you know, there's a generator that's running the whole time and it's noisy, and, you know, not that anyone would be able to hear it, but it's definitely there in some of our tracks. Like, in the vocal tracks, you can probably, if you soloed that track, you'd be able to hear it in the background. But
really?
Yeah, so that was a pretty interesting thing. Like, yeah, we kind of thought it would be awesome to do, and it was, but I don't know if we'll be doing that again.
Yeah.
Yes.
How did you get the drums done while in a bus or in a green room?
So drums were already done, thank God.
So we
live tracked like drums and a couple of guitars, and then recorded some other guitars before we left, and then pretty much all we had to do while we were away was vocals and Quinn mixed.
Yeah.
But yeah, it still wasn't too easy. But hey, lesson learned.
Am I right that he was mixing on a JBL, listening to it?
Yeah.
From there?
Yeah, between that and his cans, like his headphones. So yeah, it's not often that you mix a whole record on just your headphones.
Yeah.
And then all he had was like my JBL speaker. Yeah. Definitely. As like a reference. But yeah, it's not ideal, but I think it came out all right.
Well, I guess a JBL's where people be listening to it. You gotta like that's
well, yeah, it does give you that as well. Gives you that insight. It's like good to go and listen in your car, like it through those speakers and stuff, but yeah. I don't know if we'll do it again, but yeah, it was interesting.
It's a one time only type situation.
Yeah, yeah, maybe.
And so you, for the tour, you're coming to Aotearoa, which we're happy to have you back. And you're playing Christchurch on the 3rd of September, Wanaka on the 4th, Wellington on the 5th, and Auckland on the 6th. How do you handle that kind of chaos? Why do you do that to yourself?
I don't know. I think we're kind of like a little bit used to it now. Like, you know, when we have to go over to, when we go to the States and Europe and stuff like that, it's very much that back-to-back playing of, you know, maybe you'll have like 7 days on and then you'll have 1 day off to drive. And then, so yeah, maybe first couple of days you're a bit like, oh my gosh, what have we done? But
yeah.
You know, this isn't as hectic as that, so I think we'll be just fine.
Yeah, definitely. Well, even one of the songs, All My Days, kind of references that kind of lifestyle. I guess that was that kind of the inspiration behind it, just the way.
Yeah, for sure. I think Gussie was on the lyrics for those ones, but yeah, I think it's just about being here, there and everywhere all the time, and like what's that like to be on the road, and yeah, all the struggles that come with it and all the fun that comes with it as well.
Yeah, like it's
mainly
a good
fun.
Time. You know, yeah.
I don't want to say we're having a blast, obviously, but yeah. There's definitely ups and downs.
Yeah, no, 100%. And yeah, also, are there any kind of Aussie bands that we should be looking up for? What, any recommendations?
Bones and Jones.
Oh yeah.
They're very good friends of ours. They're ripper band. Belly Lip Bombs.
Hmm.
If you haven't already heard of them, they're about to absolutely pop off. Stimpies. They're another epic band, you know, Caitlin Harnett and the Pony Boys, who we're on tour with at the moment for all the Oz shows. They're such a great band that we've been trying to like tee up a tour with for years, I think, and now it's finally worked, and yeah, it's been awesome.
Glad to make it happen.
Yeah, very, very.
But yeah. How's the reception of Stagger been so far on the tour? Like, get it out there?
Yeah, it feels so nice to finally have it out. Just because, you know, we were so, not unsure, but, you know, we had, like, not our issues or problems, but we were thinking about this album a lot. Like, you know, is this going to work together and all that sort of stuff? So to finally have it out and everything be fine is nice. And it feels good to have it out, and it feels nice playing these songs live because it's so different when you get to play it to an audience, and it's like, and it's not just the three of us, you know. You get a bit in your head sometimes, and then you get to play it live and you see people's reactions and you're like, you know, thank God that this is
did something right.
yeah it's hard sometimes, it's hard to gauge when it's just the three of us, and yeah, you think about it too much, and then, but yeah, to play it live has been nice.
Yeah, no, 100%. And do you when you came onto Radio 1 last year, you kind of, I remember you just kind of like randomly picked out a set list, like there wasn't a pre-set list going in. Is that still a common theme for the band?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I mean, we have like a rough base of what like of songs that we know that we're going to play. But then, yeah, we don't like to play like the exact same set every night because it gets a bit, you know. It's nice to change it up. It's nice to play some songs and some, like, you know, feels a bit stale if you're just doing the same thing every night, and we don't want it to feel that way. And I feel like people can pick up on it if, you know, if you feel like that. So, yeah, I think we definitely have a base of what we're going to play, but, yeah, chuck in a few different ones here and there and see what feels good.
Yeah, definitely. Also, did you used to have a mullet? Did you used to have a big old mop on you?
I used to have long hair. I think, yeah, probably last time I was in NZ, I had real long hair.
Yeah, I feel like you're still looking good now, and you still got a bit of a mullet action on, but it was really...
Yeah, a little bit of mullet.
Yeah, it was unstoppable what you had on before, was it?
Yeah, it had definitely run its race. I definitely had it for a long time, so it was... time to change it up.
is it easy to maintain, because you're running a fine line between like luscious locks and a you don't want to go skunk route, which you didn't make it into, but
yeah, it's easy to go skunk route, but I don't know if I've heard that term before, but I like it. But yeah, there's a fine line, and I feel like maybe I don't know what side of the line I'm on right now. But.
No, love it. But yeah, thanks so much for coming on. And yeah, and if you're listening, make sure to check him out. If you're in Dunedin, I think either Christchurch or Wanaka's your best option. I mean, Christchurch or Queenstown's your best option. They're playing at Yonder on Thursday, the 4th of September. Get those carpools in, maybe even book a bus if you're brave. But yeah, yeah. Thanks so much for coming on, Jordan. Appreciate it.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks. And we'll be playing Roundabout up next. Enjoy.
Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.